There's another story here I did want to get to, and I will definitely cover in the next hour, so I'll just touch on it real quick. Clearfield, Utah. Utah police involved in a drug investigation came across human skulls and animal bones thought to be used as part of a religious shrine. Now investigators and attorneys are trying to decide if the animal carcasses and remains constitute religious freedom or if it is against the law. The Weber Morgan Narcotics Strike Force served a warrant Sunday to search in Clearfield, Utah. Don't know why I'm having trouble with that. As part of an ongoing drug distribution investigation. While there, narcotic detectives discovered at least 2 human skulls and several 100 pounds of animal bones and flesh in a shed in the back. The animals included are sheep, goats, lambs, and the skulls of several rams, said Assistant Police Chief Mike Stenquist. Roberto Castillas Corrales, 53, was arrested and booked into the Davis County Jail for investigation of abuse or desecration of a human body. He reportedly told police he bought the human skulls from people who took them from grave sites in Cuba. I'll say that again. He reportedly told police he bought, in other words, sold, they were sold to him, the human skulls from people who took them from grave sites in Cuba. Now, as we talked about on the show before, it is apparently legal to own skulls, which I was surprised. You can own skulls legally. Bones, skeletons, apparently in the movies, you can do this kind of thing. So I covered a story maybe 2 months back, talking about a guy who sold skulls on the internet. Like eBay. I mean, I don't know that it was actually eBay, but it's eBay-like, putting it up for auction. And I think they were on, you know what, I'm going to check on eBay, because I got to see if you can buy a human skull right this moment. I don't want to say, 2 months ago you could do it. Let's check eBay. I'll do it right now. This is live, and I didn't even think about this before, but let's go to eBay. Everybody knows that. And I'm not trashing anybody. I mean, if it's there, it's there. It is what it is. Let's see. Human skulls. I'll just put human skull, because I don't want to, one of the suggestions you have when you type stuff in, the suggestions comes up, is real human skulls. Well, I'm game. Let's see. Okay, you can apparently buy this. Yeah, you can really buy them. Okay, I'm looking at real antique medical human skull with stand. Real human skulls. Wow, yeah. Go in there and check out real human skulls on eBay. And they do sell them. Now, mind you can buy this stuff on eBay, but you can't buy, like, what do they ban? They ban, like, Nazi memorabilia or something like that, or you can't buy Nazi stuff on here, which I don't understand. I guess they don't want hate things going on, but you can own skulls and stuff, so. Well, there's some Nazi stuff on here I'm looking at. Like 11,000, you just put Nazi and you get like 11,000 things. I'm sure there's books and everything like that too, but there's coins and stuff like that, which I don't have a problem with people collecting. I just don't. Not saying I couldn't be swayed to think that it would be wrong, but I don't have a problem with it. But so you can buy real human skulls on eBay. We're educational here. We just told you, go to eBay, buy a human skull, do something weird with it, get on the Paranormal Cafe. Neighbors describe, Castillas Corrales told investigators that the skulls and animal parts were used for religious purposes. Neighbors describe Castillas Corrales as somebody who invites people in for celebrations and aids those in need. Quote, "We've had nothing but adoration and praise for them," said neighbor John Watkins. Next door neighbor Vince Hall, a disabled veteran, said Castillas Corrales would help him from time to time. Still, he heard and saw through the fence what he describes as, quote, oddities, end quote. Quote, "There was chanting going on and what seemed to me like sticks or bones being cast upon the floor," Hall said. So he's sitting in his house. I'm wondering if this is like a row home or something like that where you can hear through the walls and you hear chanting going on and like sticks or bones being cast upon the floor. if that's going on, how, does that freak you out to the point where, you know, you start, gotta call the police just to check it out? Hall also described a ritual he witnessed in which dead chickens would be hanging from the corners of the home, and Corrales and others would spew alcohol at them. You heard me. That's right, I said it. A live mic. Spew alcohol. So, I'm assuming, and this is a big assumption, that you hang up four chickens around your house, outside the property or something like that, at the corners, and then you drink alcohol and spit on them. I'm assuming that's what they're saying here. Dead chickens would be hanging from the corners of the home. No, it's not the property, it's the house. And Casillas, Corrales, and others would spew alcohol at them. Boy, parties do not cease to amaze me. The police believe Casillas, Corrales purchased the animals locally and sacrificed them in the shed. Stenquist described the shed as a mess of animal flesh, bones, and foul stench. According to police, Corrales was booked into jail because of human skulls. Whether he will be charged in connection with the dead animals is still being investigated. You have to have documentation, if I'm correct, on human skulls. You can't just say, yeah, I bought that off eBay and there's no documentation or anything like that. Let me click on... You got me curious now, people. Okay, I'm sorry. It says something here. Real human skull. Price is, right now, it's $1,100, so buy it now price. Okay. Item condition used. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. I should not be laughing. Real human skull from around the 20s or 30s. They say 1920 or 1930, or 20 years old to 30 years old. For medical research, bid with confidence. Skull is in great shape, but missing some teeth. Okay. But just keep in mind, it's in used condition. Doesn't show that there's any documentation. Okay, shipping's only $10. So it costs $10 to ship a skull. That's awesome. Okay, sagittally sectioned real human skull. Excellent. Okay. Very nice real human skull for medical study, sectioned sagittally for viewing the internal anatomy. Beautiful specimen. Excuse me. Look at the detailed photos. Apparently this guy's selling other anatomical medical items, so look at his other auctions. I don't know if I want to keep checking this guy's out, you know. And these guys get good ratings, too. So, yeah, you can buy them. I don't know that you have to have documentation with them. But if this guy got them from Cuba, stolen out of a cemetery, that might pose a problem. Okay. Casillas Corrales told investigators he was Santeros, or a priest. Santeros are commonly associated with Santeria, a religion originally from Africa, but today is sometimes combined with Catholicism and in some cases old world practices such as animal sacrifices. Quote, we are being careful about his religious rights, Stenquist said. We've asked for assistance from the Davis County Attorney's Office, the state medical examiner, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement to determine if it's a practice they are aware of. Oh, I'm sure they're aware of it. Because we've had this story before where the woman came into the country with a human head. Very, very interesting.